Ivy Tech Student Productions is presenting a fine production of Stephen Sader and Duncan Sheik's musical, Spring Awakening, based on the socially critical, tragic romance of Frank Wedekind. A very accomplished cast has all-star support. David Anspaugh, a veteran of television and of Hoosiers and Rudy fame, is the confident director. He's clearly worked very effectively with choreographers Bailey Prager and Matt Herndon. Brian Samarzia, music director of many area productions, leads the cast, a group of additional voices, and a nicely balanced mellow ensemble with support from sound designer Chris Alifkek. David Wade, the resident scenic designer from the Bloomington Playwrights Project, has come up with still another new look for the Waldron. This time it's a wide bare stage with audience in a semicircle and the band visible in the back. The only furniture is two hard-working narrow tables and a pair of benches. The walls on either side of the stage have a variety of lights, and combined with the regular theater lighting, make for dramatic effects in the hands of lighting designer Aaron Bowersox. Costumes by Jessica Winkle are nicely uniformed for the boys, varied for the girls, and dramatically appropriate for the roles of the solo adult woman and man. Wedekind's play and the musical focus on the lack of education about sex as teenagers change and develop, and the rigidity of education elsewhere in a stiffly formal society. Although it's a tragic story, as the heroine dies in an abortion, it's somehow not one that draws tears. The spirited cast sang well, moved well, and handled those tables and benches with aplomb. Elizabeth Hudson was the sadly uninformed about sex Wendla. Kyla Day as Marta was one of the victims of the repressive society. Aubrey Marie Sader was the perky rebel. Scott Van Wy was the too well-informed Melchior. Garrett Thompson was his too-weak confidant. Joshua Carter and Kyle Mason did some very funny solo exploring. And Justin Smooze and Benjamin Dow discovered themselves as a couple. Holly Burnfield and Paul Daly were masterful playing all the adults. Burnfield appeared as mothers to two of the characters, a rigid headmistress and a piano teacher. Daly was a stiff pedagogue, a headmaster, a father, and a pastor. Madeline Allender, Grace Brannan, Brian Kress, and Hayden Rich contributed to the texture with additional voices. The Ivy Tech student production of Spring Awakening has two final performances. This evening is already sold out. There are tickets for Saturday, at least as I record that this afternoon. You may find this review, other reviews, and previews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.